All right, I'm here with Kalen Jones, staff writer for the House of Sparky at SB Nation, covering football and basketball of Arizona State University. Going to be asking him a few questions about Jameel Douglas. So was Douglas strictly a guard, or did he play other positions like tackle or center?
Well, he was recruited initially to play left guard, and he started there after being a part of the scout team the first couple years that he was at Arizona State. By his redshirt sophomore year, though, he had taken over the left guard position. He started there for 2 years before transitioning over to left tackle, kind of out of need during his senior season. But, I mean, he manned the spot pretty well, considering he played for two different quarterbacks in Mike Bercovici and Taylor Kelly. So, yeah, he has experience playing left guard and left tackle, so his versatility is definitely something that was intriguing during the draft season.
How would you describe his character? Did you know him to be a leader in the locker room or in the O-line group?
Yeah, he was definitely a leader in the locker room. He was named the captain throughout his senior season. He started all 40 games from the time they took over the left guard spot. And, you know, even before that, he had been willing to be a part of the special teams unit. So as a redshirt freshman. So that just shows you enough that he's willing to play wherever the coaches need him to. So I think that speaks volumes in terms of his character. I think Jameel's going to be willing to step in and play wherever he's needed to.
Did he go around where you thought he would in the draft? Did he get drafted maybe a little higher, a little lower? What were your expectations going in compared to where he was drafted?
He actually went a little bit higher than I expected to. I assume just because so many at least the depth at the position of both guard and tackle in this NFL draft, I just assumed where he was projected would be to go later, at least towards the middle of the fifth round. That's where I saw him going. But I don't think it's a reach at all for Miami to snag him where they did, considering, one, he fits their system in a zone blocking scheme, and then, two, just the versatility that he brings. I know I read earlier that you guys have Billy Turner, who I believe you guys were planning on slotting him at the right guard slot. So I think Jameel, he's a natural fit at the left guard slot. He'll be able to man that perfectly. And, you know, he's going to have a legitimate shot to contend as a starter from day one.
That's interesting that you say that, because just a few hours ago I was reading some tweets from Omar Kelly, Sun Sentinel writer, covers the Dolphins. And he was mentioning that today in rookie camp, which was Jameel's first day there, they were just already grooming him for that left guard spot from what he could tell.
Yeah, he definitely could do a great job there.
What were his combine numbers like? I didn't actually get a chance to look those up. Do you happen to know what his combine numbers were?
Yeah, I do. He's a pretty big dude. He's 6'4", 304 pounds. At the combine, had a great job in the 10-yard split. I think that's one of the best assets is his quickness off the snap, and he timed that at 1.75. He's a pretty strong guy too, considering his size. Had 28 reps. Probably his worst attribute was probably his agility drill, which is the 3-cone. He ended up clocking in 7.99. But this is a guy who, again, he's pretty athletic considering his larger size. And, you know, he's going to be able to prove that at the next level using his length and his, you know, underrated athleticism in the running game. I think that's his best attribute.
Did he stand out as somebody who had next level talent from the beginning when you first started seeing him playing as a redshirted sophomore and whatnot? Did you see that this guy's going to maybe be in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, it actually is noticeable. And early on in his career, you probably wouldn't have been able to say that. But by the middle of his junior year, you knew the way that he was holding down the left side of the line. For some reason, that was the strength of Arizona State's offensive line. And, you know, it was mainly because of the way that Jameel anchored it down off the left side. Even his senior year, playing at left tackle, I mean, he struggled a little bit against particular teams like Notre Dame. But, you know, for the most part, he did a phenomenal job, especially in his growth as a pass blocker. So just at his size and the way that he's able to get downfield at second level, he definitely stands out as a player who can succeed at the next level.
All right, good deal, man. You're selling him on me for sure. You're selling him to me for sure. I'm getting more excited just hearing you talk about him. Did he receive praise from his coaches, his positional coaches at all during his time in Arizona State?
Yeah, I mean, he certainly did. Just not only early on from his willingness to play for special teams, just throughout his career, ended up, like I said earlier, he ended up being a captain by his senior year. But even outside of that, just from the 12, he earned all Pac-12 first team honors during his senior, all academic first team honors his senior year. And even his junior year, he earned all Pac-12 second team honors. So he definitely received some high praise during his career.
You said, I think I heard you say that he was more of a run blocker or, than pass protection. Is that what I heard you say before?
Yeah, that's correct. I feel like Jamil, he's definitely, I think the strength of his game lies in his run blocking for now. But I feel like his time at left tackle his senior year, that helped his pass pro grow exponentially. I think that he's gotten a lot better. I think the biggest thing that I struggle with, again, is like getting shuffling his feet so that his base, his foundation is really strong against guys who like the bull rush and quicker defenders in the interior. I think that he's growing in his pass pro, but I think for now, his ability, because of the head of the scene, he can get at his size and his length. He has 33-inch long arms. He's able to really extend and drive defenders back. Once he gets in the second level, he's devastating. So I don't think secondary players at all want to mess with him, but as an overall player, I think that he's definitely growing. But for now, the strength definitely lies in his run blocking.
Anything interesting, anything else interesting you may know about him that Dolphin fans may not know? Hobbies, sports, anything like that?
Well, in high school, he actually, when he first started playing football, he played a lot of tight end and H-back. I mean, if that's interesting enough in high school, he as well being a criminal justice criminology major, if that's interesting to you as well. Those are probably the most fascinating notes that I can find on it.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, man. What you got going on and what you're doing, your contact info, all that stuff.
Oh, well, right now I'm staff writer for House of Sparky at SB Nation. I've been writing. I go to Arizona State University. I'll be an incoming sophomore next year. Planning to graduate by 2018. I'm a sports journalism major. Potentially, I'm probably going to end up minoring in education. Still don't know what I want to do with that. But as far as contact info, you can follow me on Twitter at Kalen Jones, K-A-E-L-E-N Jones. I mean, email kalen.business@gmail. That's really it, though.
And then the website you write for is at House of Sparky. That's with a Y, sparky.com. Am I correct on that?
Yes, sir. That House of Sparky. It's through SB Nation.
All right, so House of Sparky at SB Nation. Did notice that you have a bunch of Raiders stuff behind you. Tell me about being a Raiders fan, man. You happy about getting Amari Cooper?
You know, I'm pretty excited. I kind of was hoping that we'd take Leonard Williams, though, because of the depth at the receiver position in the draft. I was kind of upset about that. But, you know, you can't complain when you get a guy like Amari Cooper, you know. I feel like he's going to instantly be productive in Oakland's offense, you know, with Bill Musgrave coming in as offensive coordinator, Derek Carr. I feel like we're going to have a really soft offense. And, you know, I feel like Coop's going to come in right off the bat and really contribute. And, you know, hopefully this becomes that quarterback receiver tandem that Oakland fans can talk about for years. And, you know, you're hoping that they can turn the corner. They're coming really close. But, you know, I feel like this season will struggle a little bit. But, I mean, we're not too far off. I like what we're doing.
All right, cool. And I see a Dwayne Wade jersey behind you. That's different for being in California.
Yeah, I used to be a Lakers fan growing up when I was younger, so I kind of followed Shaq over to Miami and then kind of stayed in Miami. That thing doesn't even fit me anymore. I've always been a Heat fan, and then they got LeBron, of course, and people assume that I kind of bandwagoned off, but I'm still a Heat fan. You know, they struggled a little bit this season, having Chris Bosh out for the year, Goran Dragic. I hope that he comes back. I'm praying that he does. But the emergence of Hassan Whiteside was cool to see this year. I feel like we can be competitive. I'm excited to see what we can do in the draft. It's supposed to be a really good crop of players. So I'm excited. You know, I'm a little disappointed at the same time, but I'm excited for the future.
All right, cool, man. All right, well, I appreciate you coming on. Appreciate you doing the interview on such short notice. And we'll talk to you sometime soon, maybe as the season progresses. How's that sound?
Oh, dude, it sounds great. Thank you, Ron. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kalen.